Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Last week's show featured two long tracks, one by poet Kenneth Patchen, The City Wears a Slouch Hat, with a score by John Cage, followed by a cut-up narrative by William Burroughs from 1965. Previous programmes can be heard from my website, williamenglish.com, and then they become podcasts from the Resonance website after a few weeks. This week's show continues in a disrupted narrative vein, starting with a rare record of Dutch sound poetry from 1969. Sound poet aficionados will probably remember Clive Graham's excellent and learned programme on Resonance called Sound Poets Exposed, which went out on Sunday evenings for about 3 hours. I was a guest on Clive's programme 3 times, and on one of those occasions I brought along this Dutch record, which was unknown to Clive, I'm proud to say. Probably produced in a very limited edition at the time, the LP comes in a silver cover and a polythene bag with numerous booklets, manifestos, diagrams, scores, 8 pages of contents, and of course a record, all presented under the umbrella title of 8, and then all in capital letters, H-A-H-A-H-A-H, or 8-ha-ha-ha. Review for verbal plasticism, with 4 tracks on each side by, in the Dutch pronunciation, Hoest Gils, Maurizio Nannucci, Paul de Vrij, Cor Duisburg, Fred van der Kooi, and someone who's just called D-Man, or D-Man, question mark. So we're going to start today's program with 2 tracks, the 2 tracks by Paul de Vrij from Review for Verbal Plasticism.
Dit is de battle dress of God, de lumineuze God, de neus van God, een niezen, niezen.
A battle of water,
of battle of water,
battle of water,
of water, battle of light in water. A battle of bom and spattend, oer bom and spattend, uran and spattend, uranium.
Gillend.
Skelet.
Gillend.
Skelet. Skyla.
Gil.
Gril van God in man.
Gillen. Gillen. Gil.
De stem stokt, stoppert, strottert, stokkert, idiot, stakkert, idiot, 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 idiot,
idiot, idiot.
Dit is de battle dress of Job, of Job, of Job, of Job. Geef God zijn job. Geef Job zijn God. Geef God zijn job. Geef Job zijn God.
Hannes is dood, Jo.
Hannes, Jo is dood. Johannes is dood.
Iskariot. Iskariot.
Dood. Dood.
Dood.
Dood.
Dood.
Dood. Dolt. Dolt. Dolt.
Dolt.
Dolt. Dolt. Dolt. Dolt. Dolt. Dolt. Dolt. Dolt. Dolt.
Iscariot.
Hot dolt. Hot dolt.
Men's dolt.
Hot dolt.
Men's dolt. Hot dolt. Men's dolt. Idiot's dolt. Idiot.
Dit is het lot.
Idiot.
Dit is het lot.
Idioot.
Verbrande strot. Stof en water. Waterstof. 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 Waterstof.
God. 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 God.
Idiot.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
Diawi. Din.
We shall overcome.
Diawi. Neun.
We shall overcome.
Diawi.
Acht. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
Licht.
We shall overcome. 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 We shall overcome.
Mayflower.
We shall
overcome. Mayflower sings.
We shall overcome.
Sings.
Over blue.
Swing.
Up sky.
We shall overcome.
Swing.
We shall overcome.
We are in motion. Diawi. Seven. We are in motion. Diawi. We are in motion. We are in motion. We are in motion.
Hello.
We are in motion. 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 We are in motion.
Adieu, Moeder Aarde.
We are
adieu, Father Ocean.
We are in motion.
We zijn op weg naar het huis in de ruimte.
Uit ander sterrenstof,
andere mineralen, ander rood dan rood, ander gras dan gras, ander bloed dan bloed. No heim, no wee.
We are in thrill. We are in thrill. Diawi, four. We are in thrill. Diawi, three. We are in thrill. Diawi, two. We are in thrill. We are in thrill. We are in thrill. We are in thrill.
Nuclear.
We are in thrill.
Nuclear.
We are in thrill.
Nuclear.
We are in thrill.
Nu Clio.
We are in thrill. We are
Louis de Clio.
We are in thrill.
Un désir.
We are in thrill.
Arrivé.
We are in thrill.
Ou la mort, la tristesse, non plus de pouvoir. Pouvoir dans le noir de la nuit, à travers le néant de l'histoire, la nuit.
We are in thrill.
Le noir, la nuit,
la nuit,
la nuit. Le noir,
le noir,
le noir. La nuit, la nuit, la nuit.
We are in thrill.
Le noir, la nuit, la nuit, la nuit.
We are in sight of.
We are Diawi in sight of. One.
We are in sight of. We are in sight of. We are in sight of. We are in sight of.
De vuurslag van het oog.
We are in sight of.
L'éclat.
We are in sight of. We are in sight of.
Geen maan.
We are in sight
Geen
of.
Venus.
We are in sight
Geen
of.
Mars. Is het de Melkweg?
We are in sight of.
It is.
We are in sight of.
It is. It is.
We are in sight of.
Diawi. Diawi. Diawi.
We are
Diawi.
Zonder oorsprong.
Diawi.
Zonder herinnering.
Diawi.
Het nieuw begin.
Diawi.
De eerste morgen.
Diawi.
De nieuwste illusie.
Diawi. 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 Diawi.
Right. Well, those are two tracks, both by Paul De Vrij and Cor Duisberg, from the review for Verbal Plasticism called Eight Ha Ha Ha, issued in 1969. The next track is from A Bead to a Small Mouth, not quite as rare as the review for Verbal Plasticism heard previously, but still quite hard to find. Another anthology of speech and word-related works, coincidentally on a Dutch Baruni label from 1989. Side one has one track by Nurse with Wound, tracks by Graham Revel and Anthony Mannix, and side two has tracks by Mother Tongue and Zoviet France. This track is the one by Nurse with Wound, and it's called A New Dress.
Quite a few musical instruments. One very, very good violin that was assessed at over £2,000. Many things like that, including my vehicle, was all smashed to bits. The engine of the vehicle was carbureted. All the bits in there were hit with a hammer and smashed. The violin was broken to bits. Many things were smashed. All my clothes and bedding was put in a pile and thrown into a big tip. The boy, from what I found out later, put bug poison all over my bed, all into the sheets and all the mattress. Everything was in a completely destroyed in the house when I got home. So what I did immediately, I rushed out and I went to a place that was like Harrods in Miami and bought her a very nice dress. That's my first reaction. And then I bumped into her in coming home from some grocery shop. I trailed her. She didn't see me. I was trailing her. And then I found out this women's abuse center where she was staying. So here I was armed with a dress in the bushes, peeking in through the window, trying to see if I could see where she was. So I was going to give this to the president. And she was telling, I remember hearing her saying to this other person, another abused woman, and she was saying, I'm going to plant a gun. The old thing, which was one I got from the way for 5 years, she was saying that it's no longer story, it's not evil. So I went around the front door. This is after I heard this conversation. I knocked on the door. It said, is Sandy in there? And I could see through the chain, because it was like chain. I could see everybody rushing, going for battle stations. And I could see them also phone the police. Sandy might have somebody was running. The police came. I didn't feel like it, because I thought I was still wanted to scare the dress. It was a very nice dress. So the police, every once in a while you find police in Florida. They're very, very bad. They're not doing their job at all. In fact, I've had situations where the police have stopped us, and while we were handcuffed, this is a different story, they would burn frogs in their cigarettes, burn frogs while they were waiting to have us taken away, things like that. That's sort of the police that are red frogs. And they were making a big joke out of me standing there with the dress. Now, here we found this one with the dress, trying to try on a dress at this woman's abuse center. You know, things like that, they were going on. It was a big laugh. Everybody was laughing. Brought us into the police station. There was another big laugh there too. So shortly after that, when I got out of jail, I met Sandy again. And she said, look, take back the dress. Get the money back for it. I need it for rent. So I did do that. I took it back, got the money for the rent, and got back together with her. It was like I almost didn't have any reaction whatsoever to any bad things she would do at this point. No, did you notice that, please? You know, all these things that I was supposed to get really upset with, I forgot to get upset completely.
Hello?
Do you see what I mean?
Hello?
Yes, do you see what I mean?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Ah, right, yes. If at any time during the conversation you say something to me which requires a reply or a reaction of some kind from me, and you don't get a reply or any reaction, the chances are, therefore, that I haven't heard it due to the fact that I've had the send-receive switch in the wrong position. In that case, it behoves you to repeat whatever it was that you said.
Yes, for the purposes of this sort of interview, can you just describe why that is? What is
yes.
this
telephone? Are we recording now?
We are, yes, yes.
That's fine, yes. Well, many years ago, I designed a special form of telephone, quite unlike the ordinary telephone, which suits my special needs particularly well. It has, for me, great advantages, but it also has, like anything in this world, it has disadvantages as well. And some people would consider that the disadvantages outweigh the advantages. I take the reverse view. I think it's well worth having, notwithstanding the disadvantages. Now,
presumably,
should I at this stage first enumerate the advantages? Is that a good idea?
Yes, presumably you can't hear me when you are speaking.
No. When I'm speaking, then it's on send. And if it's on send, I don't hear the slightest trace of anything that you may say.
So I can't interrupt you, basically.
That's right. Which is a considerable disadvantage in many cases. But it is, in my view, outweighed by the enormous advantages. You see, instead of, first of all, I don't hold anything to my ear. Secondly, the sound power is enormously greater, bearing in mind that I'm deaf on one ear and very, very slightly deaf on the other ear. Now, the sound power of this thing is tremendous. It comes out of a ceiling-mounted loudspeaker and fills the whole room. It's as if you were in the room speaking very loudly.
Right.
That's the first advantage.
Yeah.
The second advantage, of course, I don't have to hold the thing to my ear, which means that I don't get earache and I don't get a cramp in my arm and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now, let me think. What are the other advantages? I can't even remember. That's the trouble. One has to write these things
down. Of course, you
down.
Can't hear me speaking
but
now, can you?
No. The disadvantage is that very often I have my foot in the wrong place for the foot-operated send-receive switch, so that I think that I'm on, let me just think, what is it? I think I'm on receive, and in fact I'm on send, or vice versa. And in either case, there is, of course, complete confusion, and we miss a large part of the call.
Right. Yes.
It's almost like a wireless apparatus where you would say, over.
Yes.
No, but one doesn't want to confuse the Gesprächspartner, the partner in the conversation, by introducing that word.
So when it goes quiet, that you are operating a foot pedal of some sort?
If it's completely silent, it may well be that I am, let me see, that I am not depressing the pedal when I should be. And that means that I would be on receive, I would be hearing you, but you would not hear me.
Right. Okay. Well, let's try and move on to the issue of the dogs. Basically, just that we need a sort of brief resume of
you always wore those cut-off jeans and a tight pullover sleeveless velour, so it was easy to pick out in the crowd. But now I can see his clean-shaven face and brown hair flitting about his shoulders, sort of a neo-Lex Barker. Pulling my hat brim down in front, I lit up a 4x4-inch slab of masonite and inhaled thoughtfully. I remembered how often Dana Andrews had done the same. But everyone had forgotten about him by now. So long ago. At the moment, he was entering a local cheap cafe, the Blowout. He visited there every day at this time, I knew. Bored by this point, I made a hasty entrance into the pawn shop next door and asked the custodian to display for my benefit the small firearms. After I made the purchase of a Webley automatic, I knew great pleasure was at hand. And having this knowledge, crossed at the red light, walked two stores left to the Blowout, kicked the door open, and fired one shot into old Blue Jeans' left thigh. When he fell off the bar stool, I fired one shot into his groin. And as he lay on the floor, I fired a third and final shot into his heart. I don't know why I bother with this crap, but hasn't this all happened in some crazy way before?
Ladies and gentlemen,
you go, me, you go, you 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 me, you
Okay. Well, those last four short tracks were all by Henry Flint. Before that was a track by Ron Pate Debonairs featuring the Reverend Fred Lane from CD Raw de Lunas Pataphysical Review. Before that was a telephone conversation between myself and Captain Maurice Seddon. And I think before that we had a track by Nurse with Wound called A New Dress. So anyway, the next track is a fairly long track, 26 minutes, called Automatisme Sonore by Leo Copper and Ezequiel Virasoro. I'm sure I haven't pronounced that properly, but this is composed in 1970 and accomplished in 1971. The work is dedicated to the Italian musician Franca Sacchi.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh. So. This is Captain Setby, is?
Just put a call through to him, sir.
Thank you.
No, just put a call through to him. You're going to hold.
I didn't understand what you said.
I said just put a call through to him. Can you hold a minute?
Oh, yes. Righto.
Who's speaking again?
Captain Maurice Seddon, S-E-D-D-O-N. He knows me.
Captain Seddon.
Seddon. S for sugar, E, double D for dog, O-N. Seddon.
Seddon.
That's it.
Okay, sir. Hold him, please.
Hello, it's Maurice Seddon. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Just off to Greece, actually.
Oh, you're going on holiday?
Yes, taking some furniture to our house there, yep.
Oh, I see. Are you going today?
Tomorrow, actually.
I see. Well, forgive me troubling you in the Aufbruch, as it were, but the thing is, William English, who you know, has consulted me in despair. He has, in effect, invoked my assistance. Let me explain the situation. On the one hand, in financial terms, I'm the merest grain of sand on the beach. I'm as poor as a church mouse. Yet in other respects, I am extraordinarily well connected, and I have certain abilities in getting quite phenomenal results in terms of speeding things up in many fields. Now, to give you an example of something that happens relatively frequently and happened as recently as about 10 days ago, supposing a user of wireless communication has a breakdown of a telecom line to their control point, and they try through all normal means to get it right, and after 14 days or more, the thing still isn't working, and all normal means are broken down, they then refer the matter to me as a sort of, an unicum, ganz auf Deutsch. And this Unicum is then engaged to deal with the matter, with the result that within 22 hours the thing is working again. And this happens not once, but it happens often, and it happens in many fields. Now, I have never, ever had the problem before of dealing with a tardy and lackadaisical surveyor. I know absolutely nothing about surveyors. But I'm very much a ginger merchant and a go-getter, and in that I have been invoked to do this thing, I'm going to do my absolute damnedest, and I shall stop at no limit to get the thing put right. But before I do anything, I wanted to consult with you and make sure that the situation as I have been told it by William English really is the case. Sorry?
By all means,